Good morning. This is Galesburg Live. Glad to have you with us here on this Saturday morning. Tom Meredith, and my special guest this morning is the Vice President of Behavioral Health Services at Bridgeway, Stacy Brown, joining us this morning. Stacy, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm good.
Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Well, first off, let's talk a little bit about Bridgeway. People maybe out near the Hawthorne Center have seen the signs. They've heard your name and don't necessarily know what it is you guys do. And as far as providing mental health services and other things, talk a little bit about Bridgeway to start.
And that is very true. I think a lot of people don't know the resources in their own community, which is very unfortunate. Bridgeway has been around for a very, very long time in this community, and we offer many different resources for Galesburg and also the surrounding counties. We're also located, we have an office in Kewaunee, we have an office in Monmouth, and additional satellite offices further out. But some of the things that we do to support Galesburg, probably most importantly, our outpatient mental health services, which do include nursing and psychiatric services. Psychiatric services, which are very hard to come by in this community and the surrounding communities. We also offer substance abuse services and treatment, as well as crisis services, both for adults and children and youth. We offer employment services for folks with mental illness and also with developmental disabilities. We have a very large developmental disabilities program, which includes residential housing, employment opportunities, a ton of different services to keep them functioning in the community. We also offer residential services for folks with mental health and mental illness. So there's a lot going on at Bridgeway and a lot that we do that a lot of folks in our community just are really unaware of. And I think it's not just Bridgeway in our community, but there are a ton of services in Knox County alone that the residents who live here and the people who surround this county just are really unaware of. The Clinton Health Matters Initiative has recently come into Knox County, and we've been chosen through the Clinton Foundation to find ways to better our community. And one of the things that came out of the many, many discussions that we had before the blueprint was revealed was that mental health needs in our community need to be better. They're here. People need to know that they're here. People need to learn how to access them. The one thing that kept also coming up was the amount of services that we have in this area that people just don't know about. I mean, even Bridgeway, who has been here for a very long time, we provide a ton of services. There were people sitting around the table with us who just were really unaware.
Well, as you went on after I asked the question, I didn't realize how many different things you did and you were involved in.
Yes, it's a lot. And it's not just Bridgeway. We sat there and we talked about the mental health and the substance abuse and the developmental disability services that are here for people that they just don't know about. There are so many services. That's part of why we're looking at this vote for the election on April 4th for the 708 board.
Let's get into that a little bit before we get back to Bridgeway. The mental health board here for Knox County, and there's a vote coming up on Tuesday. What is that? April 4th. Tuesday, April 4th. One of the things that'll be on the ballot. And let's talk about why it's important. I guess one of those things is, like you said, people knowing about the services, but it's going to, I mean, I guess the need just seems to be growing is the biggest thing.
It is. The state of Illinois, as you and everyone knows, is considered probably in a crisis situation. Our state government hasn't gotten to where they need to be, which trickles down to everyone. We have found that programs throughout the state, even locally, have had to either lay off employees, close really important programs where they serve many people, or close their doors altogether. And that's because funding that would normally come from the state is just not coming anymore. So the goal is to look local. We've got to take care of ourselves. We've got to take care of our own communities, and we've got to take care of our own people. We, like I said, we have a ton of services. We've got to be able to maintain them. So the purpose of the 708 board, it is a mental health board, and Knox County is one of the very few counties in the state of Illinois that doesn't already have a board like this in place.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Surrounding counties just around us have had them in place for quite some time. Warren County has one, Henry County has one, and they've been very effective in helping to support their local people, their local communities. So the goal of it is to create a board made up of seven members in the community. These are people who are not paid, and they basically use the monies coming into the board to distribute to the community and community services. And I think what's important and for what people need to know is that, yes, this is a tax. And, you know, when you say that, people shut down. People stop listening. But it's so minimum. So minimal. The highest amount the tax can be is 0.15%. So, for example, in Knox County, if you have a home that's worth $60,000 and this tax is in place for this mental health board, for you, that's $30 a year. So to equate that into things that people really understand, every month that would be like buying two candy bars. That's it. And if you go to the higher end and you have somebody who owns a home in Knox County that is worth $120,000, the tax for this board equates to buying a foot-long sub sandwich a mm-hmm. month, and that's it. And I think people don't really equate how low it is with how much good it could do. I mean, it could literally bring in millions of dollars to support programs in this community like KCCDD, DD Homes, Stonehaze, Camp Kids, Rainbow Riders, Discovery Depot. I mean, even Special Olympics, as well as Bridgeway. These are programs in our community that are so important that a lot of people aren't aware of.
Well, I think you're right. First off, there's that whole stigma of hearing that word tax.
Yes.
Or increase in taxes.
Yes. Nobody wants a new tax.
Yeah. And it's really we've been through this before. I know with Sheriff Clegg and the 911, it was what, a penny mm-hmm. penny sales tax or something like that.
Yes.
I mean, it's just you have to like you said, look at it in the big picture. It's like, oh, more taxes. Like, well, look at how it will affect your life.
Exactly.
It's not necessarily going to affect it very much. Probably very little, like you said.
You probably won't even notice it that much. I mean, people who are looking for it always notice
right.
it. But in the grand scheme of things, when your taxes come in every year and you're looking at that, unless you go through it with a fine-tooth comb, you don't really see where it goes. And it is very, very minimal. Right. And that is the highest point. But the amount of good that it could do with how minimal it is just incredible.
Absolutely. Stacey Brown joining us. She is the Vice President of Behavioral Health Services with Bridgeway. We're talking about, in particular, the vote coming up on Tuesday, April 4th for a mental health board here in Knox County. And I didn't realize that we're one of the few counties in the state that doesn't have such
yes.
a thing.
Yes, it's crazy.
Is there a reason for that? Had it just not been discussed for whatever reason, or had it come up before, just now figuring out a way to kind of develop it, or?
Well, it has come up previously, and there was a time when a lot of counties were getting on board all at once, and there are different boards. There's the 708 board that is mental health, and that covers mental health, substance abuse, and developmental disabilities. That's why many counties in the state have a 708, because it encompasses so much. There are different boards specifically maybe just for mental health or specifically just for developmental disabilities, and it's a choice, and then you know, the counties were told, you need to be getting this into place. And Knox County has just always been very behind in thinking locally, thinking about their community. And we've got to get to that point. We've got to catch up, and we've got to take care of ourselves.
Well, I guess, you say the phrase mental health, you know, some people may think this, some people may think this. Fairly wide range of things that covers, including things like substance abuse, as you said.
Exactly.
That people might not necessarily think of as a mental health issue.
It covers a huge variety, and it can be something as minimal as folks just not having those kind of everyday coping skills, needing a little extra boost or support, to folks who are genuinely in crisis and may need psychiatric hospitalization. And it really does go from one extreme to the other with everything in between. And all those things in between also include, you know, substance abuse and treatment. This also includes developmental disabilities. I think people really don't understand or realize how many folks in their community have family members with a developmental disability and the support that they need. Part of what this 708 board could assist with, and one thing that the developmental disabilities community really is in need of, especially in Knox County, is respite services. If you have parents who have a developmentally disabled child, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of caring. It takes a lot of time. So sometimes it's nice for those parents to have a night away, go out on a date, have dinner. But because their child needs this type of care, they don't have respite in order to do that. So it's small things like that that we don't think of every day.
Yeah, it entails a lot. Stacey Brown, Vice President of Behavioral Health Services with Bridgeway, joining us this morning. And we're talking a little bit about the vote coming up on Tuesday, April 4th, for a mental health board, much needed here in Knox County. And, you know, it kind of something that will further develop, and I know we talked off the air about this on the phone the other day, a lot of counties now taking it a step further. Another necessary thing, and we've talked about this with Sheriff Clegg, is mental health court, which, you know, I think people don't realize that, you know, taxpayer dollars having somebody incarcerated that is not doing them any good at all. It's not doing us any good as taxpayers, that what they really need is mental health services, and as the sheriff indicated to us, like they don't get enough. Yes, there is a psychiatrist or psychologist that comes in, but it's not that often, and you know there are some people that need more than that. So I mean, is that something that, if this passes, we get the mental health board, is that something you're seeing possibly in the future?
Yes, it is very possible. And Knox County currently does have a drug court, and it's very successful. And just recently alone, Bridgeway and the drug court have had at least 3 or 4 graduates of drug court. Incredible program, and it does work, and we've watched it work. And the same could work with mental health court. You are very correct in that it's a really bad cycle. The state closed many, many of the psychiatric facilities. So those people then, you know, hopefully found some type of residence. A lot of them who didn't were in our community, committed crimes, and they could have been very minimal crimes and are now in the correctional setting. So in the state of Illinois, you have a very large correctional system with an incredibly large amount of people who have some type of mental health need or mental illness. So they'll get out. We need to be able to hook them up with services, but we also need to stop it at the beginning. A lot of those folks who are now in corrections probably didn't necessarily need to be there. And if we can get a mental health court in place, we can stop some of that at the beginning and kind of alleviate that pressure that corrections is feeling, that the state is feeling, to provide services that are needed in order to stop that cycle. And the amount is large. The folks in corrections with mental health issues is incredible. And the money that is going towards that in the state is a lot more than people realize. And that is taxpayer money. So I think at some point people have to really decide, where do you want your money to go? And how is it best used and best facilitated? And drug court and mental health court is a great service, a great way to stop that and provide services and be proactive.